Okay. So the Mishnah says, Omer Levanov, Hareni Shochid Asa Pesach, Mishayala Mikem Rishon Li Yerushalayim. So Kevan Shechnes Harishon Rosho Virubo, that's the gather of being Nichnas, right? Rosho Virubo, we have a similar. You guys tell me, where do we have that standard of Rosho Virubo? Nachi?
Wait, I'm blinking. Sorry, I just got confused.
KD?
Wait, Sukkah?
Sukkah, where else? Excellent, beautiful. Sometimes it's Rosho Orubo. Give you a hint. Parshas Noach, talked about it a little bit. Right, Ubar, when it becomes entitled, right? In terms of Ein Docheh Nefesh, Mipnei Nefesh, so Hotzias Rosho V'Asrubo. O Rosho, O Rubo, the entire discussion there. So Rosho V'Rubo is a very classical halachic formulation. Zacha B'chalko, U'mizakes Echav Imo. So it seems a little bit strange. How exactly is he Mizake Echav Imo, right? The father said, Hareni Shochid Esa Pesach Al Mishi Yalam Mikem Rishon. Then everybody else. So Shema Mina, Yeji Breira. So the Gemara is trying, it's not giving up, right? The Gemara wants to say Yesh Breira. The Gemara hasn't been able to prove it yet. So, again, here it would be that the Mafreya, we would realize the person had 10 sons, and that this is the one that got there first. Okay. So, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Kedei Lazarzan, B'mitzos Kamar. Now, the father never really intended, never truly intended, that he would only include one of his family members, one of his sons, in the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, but he wanted to try to be Mizariz them in this particular mitzvah. What does this remind us of when we talked about Zerizos in terms of Karban Pesach? Hint, Kala, Das, Yisrael, Avi. Doesn't need the hint.
I was going to say Kohan, Zerizan,
Hain. Oh, okay. B'nei Chabura, Zerizan, Hain. Yeah.
B'nei Chabura, Zerizan,
Hain. Right. Okay, yeah. Excellent. Eitan, you disappeared from your vehicle. It's like Batman.
The Kas Rishona is like the greatest level, and like the Kas Shlishi is...
Right.
It's like the backup.
The Karatzlanim, as they were referred to. I don't think they had t-shirts made, you know. But he wants to specifically be Mizari's his children in Karban Pesach. So they cannot be the Ktani Mizaka Echa of Imo. So you are Bishlam Adam Ninu Mei Kara. If you assume that he actually was Mimanadem Shapir. Ela Yamar Dilo Am Ninu Mei Kara. The Vasar Shachad Mikam Mismanu. Can he really include them at a later point? But it's not. Shema mina that shchita is the end point. Right? Okay. It happens, you know, that the banos, were zrizos, and the banim had to hang their heads in shame. But nobody ever said that the banim were disqualified from that particular Karban Pesach. It's appropriate, frankly, for this week's parsha, right? This week's parsha, we have the testimony, the fact that the women were greater Baalei Emunah than the men. How do we know? Oh. Where do we see that? Nachi? Exactly. Tupim uvim cholos, right? Vatitzena kol anashim acharabe, tupim uvim cholos. They had Emunah. So that's number one. Number two, the Haftorah really matches that, right? Because who are the heroes of the Haftorah? You have Devorah, Shofetes Es Yisrael, Yoel, right? And that's the Tznai, that Barak ben Avinoam only gets to enter the battle against Yavin and Sisra, and Devorah tells him to begin with, don't think that the glory is going to be yours, right? Ki biyad isha. So it's very appropriate for this week's Sedra. Okay, so the Baalei Tosfos raise an issue which is debated. Let's say, wait a second. Does it really mean that the father had to verbalize the minoy on all of the children? So if you take a look over at Tosfos, Eli Amar Delo Amninhu, Teima the Perkin Bin Amudar, Masik Reb Zera Alibid Rabbi Yochanan Mehach Mishna, Deselaves Avos, which is a fundamental requirement that the entire family explicitly be included. Lav d'oraisa, that's only a din d'rabbanan, right? In the face of a din d'rabbanan, so we'll say k'dei lazarzan, the father can take certain liberties. But if it was din d'oraisa, so he has to explicitly include them. Di d'oraisa b'srakai u'mezak lahon v'hachi moki la Rabbi Yochanan bid amninhu me'ikara. It sounds like no, that Rabbi Yochanan is really saying that he had to explicitly include them. This is what the Gemara is really saying. He didn't really do it, but it's chashav ki'ilu amninu, that there's a default status that of course he wants to include his whole family. Because it's only a rabbinic requirement. So the rabbi said, just like we saw the other day, right, Avi, that when there's a din of chinuch, so we'll be willing to look past things that aren't really ma'akev, because we'll say in the grand scheme of things, this is probably a more important value. It's obvious in the Gemara that it's not a situation where he actually included all of them, because he explicitly articulated the opposite. Okay. So we see here once again about the importance of chinuch. Anybody want to remind us where this came up yesterday? We talked a little bit about how chinuch, right, means that very similar kind of a situation. There's no din of chinuch by the Amma Ivriya. She's in though she's a ketana, she can opt out, but in terms of banav, ubinosav, haktanim, right, they're included in the fathers. Yeah, Eitan, go ahead.
Even if they weren't nimna, the shechita wasn't done with them in mind, so we still allow them to eat from that Korban Pesach because of chinuch.
Okay, very, very close. In other words, even if they didn't assent, they didn't give explicit affirmative consent, nonetheless, right, our position is that Baal Karchan, because of the din of chinuch, since the mitzvah of chinuch is, you know, Rama Katfe, the of the father, so that will eo ipso mean that Baal Karchan, the banim ketanim, they're going to be included. The other categories that are included for different reasons, like at Eved Knaini and the Shifcha Knainis, is because of the fact that it's a kinyan aguf, right? Mashikan Eved kind of rabbo. Okay. Mishnah, the olam nimnin alavad shiyabo kizayis l'chol echad ve'echad, right? Otherwise, if you don't have a kizayis l'chol echad ve'echad, you had a problem. Nimnin amosh chanesa demimenu ad sheyishachet, Rabbi Shimon Omer ad sheyizrokes hadam. So let's get into that machlokas. So ma'i li olam akamash l'avagav de'imni alav chabura zo, chozeres v'nimnin alav chabura acheres. If an entire chabura withdraws, so another chabura can move in on this Karban Pesach. Okay, that is Shaloka Das. Anybody happen to know? Who holds that you can't have a total Chabura withdrawal and then have another Chabura sign up? You need to have at least one of the original Chabura? Nachi?
I'm thinking the Pshul Begufo with the fact that when you have no Baalim.
But... No, that's exactly right. So who says that you need to have somebody left over?
I forgot the opinion.
Rabbi Yehuda, beautiful. Okay, very nice. Nachi. So you can't have, Karban Pesach, you know, floating in the ether. Okay, very good. So Rashi points it out. He says, "The loki Rabbi Yehuda, dam lekamen perik misha yatame bilvat sheyachad minei chabura rishona kayim alav." It can't be a totally free agent. This is what they call an unrestricted free agent, right? That's not a good thing when it comes to Karban Pesach. Okay, very good. Amar Abaye, the machlokes between the Chacham and Reb Shimon, Limashech the Rabbanan Savre Mios Misa, Michi Yusei Desa, Reb Shimon Savre Mihavi Yosei Desa, Avalim Nos de Reakolachi, Shachei Damerka Michsas Nefashos, Vahadar Tachosu, right, Shina Lavakosav Laakev, Tanami Hachi, Nimden Umoshchen Esinimen Wachi Shachet, Reb Shimon Omer, Nimden Achi Shachet, Umoshchen Ad Sheyizro Kadam. So, it's really interesting. So everybody agrees that in terms of signing up for the Karban Pesach, if you're not signed up by Shechita, you're not signed up, right? Because it's not like when your shul sends you an email and says the deadline for Mishloach Manos is on Monday. What they really mean is, please, please respond. If not, the deadline will be extended 42 times. And we'll besiege you with these emails till you do something. Now, there's really a deadline, because the whole Inyan and the Iker Karban Pesach is for purposes of Achila, so Shechita is everything, right? However, when it comes to withdrawal, that's the Machlokas. So the Chachamim say Shechita is everything, so you have to withdraw by Shechita also. So Rabbi Shimon says, no, you can't completely detach Shechita of the Karban Pesach from the general world of Zvachim. And the Ikar Avoda, when it comes to all Zvachim, is Rika. So for sure you have to be signed up. We're going to make a concession in terms of Karban Pesach by Shechita. But in terms of withdrawal, right, you could presumably withdraw until there's been Ritzoy Damim. So it seems to me that Nekudas HaMachlokes is really to what extent, as we've seen so many times, we wish to conceptualize Karban Pesach as part of the broader realm of Zvachim. Mishnah. So you have a situation where somebody was signed up for the Karban Pesach, and without the knowledge of the other Bnei Achabura, so he includes his friends, Tom, Dick, Harry, and Sam. And so the Bnei Achabura can say, that's very nice, you know, you're allowed to take your portion. Let's say this guy had five kizesim, but, you know, go and form your own Achabura over there. Right? We didn't know about, you know, these folks crashing the chabura, these chabura crashers. You know, they were looking forward to, I don't know, the reunion of chabura. They said, this is our home, this is our family, this is our way, or whatever sign we have above the door. Right? You can't have people from JEC at our chabura. So Rishonim bnei chabura litin lo eshalo, right? V'hu ochel mishalo v'hein ochel mishalahem. So Yibayu bnei chabura shahayu yadav shalachad mehen yafos ma'u shiyomru tol chalkecha v'tzei mi aminan matzi amr lehu ha'kabilto no doma matzi l'meymar lei ki kablinan l'tikunei zavicha daite da'achalta tfei minan lo kablinach. So the Gemara has an Yibayu, it's going to try to answer based on the Mishnah. So once again, we have a situation where you have somebody who's a very healthy eater. That's what it means, Yadav Shalachad Mehen Yafos. And he was invited to the Chabura, as they said, L'tikunei Zvicha, there shouldn't be no sar. And this person, let's just say, you know, Belashon, you know, Naki, that this person is very makbid, that there shouldn't be no sar. To the point where maybe not everybody is so happy with his kepeda in this area. So are they allowed to say to him, this is not what we had in mind? Or can he say to them, well, you guys invited me. I always do this. I'm not discriminating against your chabura. I wouldn't say who it was, because he's now a very prominent person, but one of my counselors in camp, when I was younger than you guys are now, was telling us a story that he was out on a date. It used to be that there was a restaurant called Dougie's in Manhattan, and they were famous for some of their handheld meat products. And he was describing to us, already at the time, I hadn't yet come to the positions that I've arrived at now, which you know, but already at the time, Adifas HaMachalos was not really my my area. So he said that it was a very, very, very difficult situation for him. Because on the one hand, he knew that, you know, to engage in the way that he was typically used to engaging this particular product, it might have caused some discomfort on the part of the person that he was with. But on the other hand, not to might be to betray a certain part of his avoda, let's say. His kepeda. He didn't formulate it this way, but I'll put it, you know, his kepeda in terms of the Yerushalmi and Kiddushin, his rizos in terms of Hanam, you know, Olam Hazah. And he described how he was torn, and at some point in the meal he decided, you know, that the most important thing was to be authentic in the context of, you know, it shouldn't be a mekachtos. So she should see that. So I admired that. I thought that was like a really nice midvar sheker tirchak. I don't think that there was a second outing, but that was for a good cause. So you have a similar question in the Gemara. What is the status of this individual? So the Gemara wants to say, okay, we can take this Ibaya and maybe be mafshit based on the Mishnah. Tashma mana achirim imo al chalko. V'rishayim b'nei chabiru alitein lo eshalow. V'u'olcha shalow v'en ochun eshalahen. So they're allowed to say to the person, you know, please, you know, form your own little chabur. My time alav mishum dahavilei ki adayim shalachad mehen yafos. V'isakadaitach yadav yafos matziyam lehu kabilton nehavihai. So you want to compare the two cases. So the Gemara says it's not really a fair comparison because in the case of our Mishnah, Imri lo deos shiny. Right? We have multiple individuals who weren't even invited. You know, the other people in the Chabura had no idea. Right? Is that we didn't want strangers here. It's one thing, you know, for a person to take maybe more than their fair share. And that is an important sensitivity for a person to have. But it's a completely different matter. Now, I have to say, I don't know, just because they have the right to do this, I don't know that it's the nicest thing to do. You know, I'm having like, you know, kamtza bar kamtza issues here. You know, but they have the right to say such a thing. It doesn't mean that they should say such a thing. So Rav Chanan Zatzal would always remind us, there's a difference between being allowed to doing something and is that advisable to do, or is that a noble thing to do? But be that as it may, it's not really a fair comparison. That's what the Gemara is saying. So Tashma, Hashamash, the waiter, Sha'achol Kizayiz Basar B'tzad HaTanarim, Haya Pikeach M'malei Kreisam Menu. This is according to Man D'Amar, that you can't be Ochel B'shtei Mekomo. So once he has a Kizayiz in one place, so that's his one shot. So he should have as much as he wants standing there. If they want to sort of let him off the hook, so he should say then, Hakabilton, right? You included me as your waiter, so I'm part of this Korban Pesach, so you guys should all move over here so I could eat a little bit more meat. So Shani Hasam, that they can respond, that you would be working for us. We didn't hire you, so we would have to move our chabura. Again, I don't know that they're going to work. You know, they're going to win the, you know, v'halachta v'drachov mahurachom mafatarachom award. But it is within the right to say, you know, we hired you to be our shamash. We didn't hire you so that we should have to move our chabura. Tashma b'nei chabura sheyadav shalachad me'an yafos rishayin lomar tol chalke chavitzei. Nothing to do with the Korban Pesach. So you have a direct case. We can't answer it from our Mishnah, but we have a Braisa that says that the Bnei Chabura can say that this is, you know, gone over the top here. We didn't expect you to consume the quantities that you're consuming. So Tol Chalke Chavitzei. And even if it wasn't in the context of a Korban Pesach, but they're just having a get-together, you know, so the Korban Pesach, maybe you would say it's a special sensitivity, everybody should be able to participate equally, right? The big mitzvah, daraisa v'achua sabasar v'alalazas, even if it's not a big mitzvah, but you know, hilchos derech haaretz, they can say to this fellow who's not being sensitive in terms of, you know, his consumption vis-a-vis what the other people are doing. So Rishayin Lomar Lo Tol Chalke Chavitzei Shema Mina. So my velo od. What's the riboy? So lo mi baye kamer lo mi baye Pesach the matzi amrei ki kablina achleti kunei zvicha the chashash no sar ela afilu sibolas nami d'tvasa v'almahu Rishayin Lomar Lo when there's no again mitzvah deraisa v'achua sabasar and there's no chashash no sar Tol Chalke Chavitzei. This is really not what we had in mind in terms of our, you know, activities this evening. Yikid Amri, halo yibayilan, alohach yudi bayilan, b'nei chabur rishayim lechalek, o enan rishayim lechalek. So, it came up in a completely different context. The b'nei chabura, question in terms of serving the Korban Pesach. So, this is generally beyond my competency, but there are some special dishes that basically the etiquette is to serve it in such a way that you divide it into portions before. And this is what they call plating it out. Versus, let's say, you know, you have a Korban Pesach on the middle of the table and you let everybody take their piece. So that's a really interesting question. That's a really interesting question because it gets into the relationship between each member of the Chavura and the Korban Pesach. I'll just note Derech Agav, you know, is sort of, you hear it in the undercurrent. So this is not really such a primary area of focus for us. You know, the words of the Rambam really do ring true for us in terms of redifas ma'achalos and lo yochad and basar lo te'avon and things of that nature. But there are people for whom, like, if you told them that an event was, this question may not seem that significant, but if you say, like, you know, that this event was plated versus not plated, they just had, like, you know, a Korban Pesach or whatever it was, and people were taking their portions, there are people for whom that would be, like, almost bordering on a crisis-level issue. So, given that a lot of the halachos of the Korban Pesach, we talked about in terms of the Chizkuni, Ve'etzem, Losish, Berubo, and Tzli Eish, you know, is Kederach Malachim, we talked about this many times, so it is actually an important question to try to figure out in the context of Korban Pesach, you know, in terms of what is considered to be, in terms of the way that it's consumed, Rishayin L'chalik or Einon Rishayin L'chalik, I think is an important question, even at that level, to try to figure out what's the, you know, most refined, you know, B'nei Chorin, Kederach Malachim, etc. So Rashi says, "Rishon lechalik lechalik Pesach b'neim lechalachad chelak hamagio, oein rishon lechalik ela ochen keachad v'nosin hamaos lifneim kishar suudos." In other words, does it require a kind of a special etiquette? Okay. So when this question was raised, Hashma, the answer was given: "Bnei chabur shayyadav shalachad mein yafos shayin omer lo tochal kechavetzei yadav yafos in and yadav yafos lo." So Shema Mina, it's only an exceptional case when you have somebody who's taking so much more than his just portion that they can kind of, you know, say, okay, take this and leave. But otherwise, it doesn't sound like they're Risha and Lechalik, right? Everybody has to have equal access. Or Papa Rav Huna, Bereder of Yoshua, so Arevu Rifta Behadi Hadadeh, it doesn't sound like it's anything to do with the Korban Pesach, but Rav Papa and Rav Huna were together. Adachal Rav Huna, Bereder of Yoshua Chada, so when he would have, I don't know, one forkful, Achil Rav Papa Arba. So Rav Papa was consuming at a rate four times that of Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua. Again, you know, there's a kind of an asymmetry here in terms of their gustatory capacity. I guess some people have sensitivities to these things. I'm not saying you have to say something, but that's the way the Gemara tells a story. So the Gemara says this wasn't received so well. So Amrlei Plagli. So Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua says, like, you know, half of this is mine, and by the time I have my next forkful, you know, you may have finished off the entire dinner. So Amrlei. So his response, Rav Huna's Rapapa's response rather, was Kabiltun. Like, this is what I always do. So again, he started peppering him with all these questions. Esve kolhani tiyofta v'shani kedeshanina esve b'nei chabura. So Amrlei hasam da'amrilei ki kablinach l'tikunei zvicha. You know, the Korban Pesach is different because of the chashash nosar. Esve sibola. So then he said, but what about just the case of the sibola? So just when they're getting together. So palagle. So he gets somewhat begrudgingly. Rav Papa gave him, you know, half of it and says, fine. So azal arev bahadei ravina. So then they, you know, got ravina involved. Adachal Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua Chada. So Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua, right, who was, remember, you know, he was really lagging behind Rav Papa. He was a quarter of the speed of Rav Papa in terms of his eating. So Achal Ravina Timnaya. So Ravina was twice as fast as Rav Papa. So, you know, Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua, sensing that he was fighting a losing battle, commented, Amar Mea Papi Velo Chada Ravina. I'd rather go out to dinner 100 times with Rav Papa and not have to go out again with Ravina. I think that for us, you know, it's important just to be sensitive and in terms of appropriate Derech Haaretz in all areas of our activity. Derech Haaretz Kadem LaTorah in this way, in terms of how we how we interact in this setting. And it's true, you know, you definitely have a range here with respect to the Amorayim, but Hatznei Alecha Sim Elokecha means that the person, you know, doesn't overdo it, and that's part of what the Ramban speaks about in terms of Kedoshim Tiyu, that, you know, Midaraisa and Midarabanan, otherwise completely permissible for a person to eat kosher food and to recite, you know, Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achrona, but Kadesh Atzmecha b'Matur L'cha, And part of the, very offensive nature of Ben Sora Mora, right, is this idea of Zolel Vesove, of like the insatiable appetites. And that's something that we do associate with Esav as opposed to Yaakov, right? Haliteini na min ha-dom ha-dom hazeh. And so, well, reading this Gemara, we should, I think, have a sensitivity to some of those issues. You know, everybody in their own way, not everybody has to be exactly the same. This is not objective halacha, but there's a certain refinement that I think is very much the hallmark of a Talmud Chacham. I don't know too many people who live according to the Rambam's menu in Hilchos Deos. So the Rambam basically says, a person should only eat like Brussels sprouts, like three Brussels sprouts a day and two stalks of broccoli. And, so like it's such an inspirational Rambam that the only thing you would ever eat are the things that are like the objectively healthiest foods that will help you maximize your Yediyas Hashem. I don't think too many people have implemented that, but it's an amazing discipline, right? Because for the Rambam, how could any human being actively do something that wasn't helpful in terms of, Yediyas Hashem? And so I don't think, people have been able to reach the Madrega of the Rambam. That's not an insult. It's just a fact of mortal human life, but it at least sets a little bit of a standard for what is appropriate and and again some of this is objective halacha, like achila b'shuk is completely inappropriate. I remember one time as a little boy, I ate an apple walking down the street. I don't know. I guess I thought I was like Huckleberry Finn or Tom Sawyer or something like that. I don't know. But when my mother heard that I ate an apple walking down the street, I will never forget. She said, what are you, an animal in a zoo? You don't have a home, you don't have a... So in any event, she didn't, cite Achila B'shuk, but Bina Yisera B'nashim, she certainly was mechavein to that sensitivity in terms of Psulei Eidos and, it's an important thing to take into consideration. Tanu Rabbanan, Hamimana Acherim Imo Al Pischo Val Chigigaso includes them. So Ma'u Shabiyado Chulin. If he collected money, so that money is all Chulin. More on that later. But Mbocher Olaso Shlam. If somebody does the wrong thing, and he tries to sell his Karban Ola or his Karban Shlamim, right? Obviously, that's not going to be effective. It's attached to the buyer. Then Lo Asav Lo Klum. Ma'u is Kolshin, and any of the buyers who tried to get in on this, right? Yiplu l'nadava. So it's a knas that we hit them with, that it's all going to be lo'os ketzam izbe'ach. V'chimei achra de lo'asa v'lo klum, ma'os ama yiplu l'nadava. Why don't you just give the money back? Amirava k'nasa. V'may kol shehen, it's like a double knas. Avagav de lo'havu shavu l'arba v'yavu le'chamisha filu ba'i yiseira nami kansu rabbanan, that the rabbis were so upset that the mocher would behave in such a fashion so that they really stuck it to him and said, even if he overpaid, we're going to be kones that amount of money. So we'll just raise the question today. God willing, tomorrow we'll get into what the answer might be. So one guy was makdish an animal, the other guy was makdish maos. So generally speaking, the only way that hektish can become a chulin is if there's actually exchange. Right, but if somebody wants to buy in to something which is kadosh with money that's kadosh, there's nothing that could possibly turn it into chol. So heach hekdesh chal al hekdesh diktani moshe shabiyado chulin. We just said that the moshe shabiyado are chulin. How exactly does that work? The only way that moshe should possibly be chulin is if you take, moshe of Meiser Sheni and you buy produce in Yerushalayim. So with the produce that you buy is now with Kedushas Meiser Sheni, and that money is Yotzei L'chulin, right? So it's a law of conservation of Kedusha, so it can transfer from one thing to the other. But how exactly, if the money was Kadosh and the carbon Pesach was Kadosh, and now he wants to buy in, so how exactly is that going to render the Maos Chulin? And so we take a look over at Rashi, Maos Shabiyado Shalakach Min Alinan Halalo Chulin. The first time of the Kamesh, Avo Pisha Nimna, Kvar Hegdish Mo Sablakach, Vamamana Kvar Hikdish Pisho, Mischalin hamos al pesach v'taima mifarish. The Gemara is going to have to explain how this works. Rashi is signaling that this is a very strange, unusual case. So we're not going to try to answer it today, but at least we should be aware of the question. So we take a look over at the Bali Atosos. The Tosfos says me'achar de lo asav lo klum ama yiplu l'nedava. This is the case of a person who tries to sell his ola or shlamim on the case on the kadshim black market. So Peirush Yamar Bishlama Dasi Aso Moela Sasi Shabrit Kansin and Lay Shalo Yargilasos Kain. We don't want people to become habituated to doing something. But if they realize they just wasted a lot of money and they're not going to get anything out of it, they're not likely to do it again. So what's the sense of the Knas? So to be really, really bad. So Tosus is pointing out that normally the only reason we're ever kone somebody is because we want to deter bad behavior. Right? But in this case, the deterrence is already built in. You can't possibly acquire the Ola or Shlamim. It was totally hapless, useless. And yet, there's still a Knas. So that tells you there must be something so insidious about this act that Chazal, you know, really struck out very much against it and established a very significant knas in this regard. Okay, now in terms of the knas being chal, not on the mocher, but the kona, that is also very fascinating. So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi has this great line here, Amar Rava Knasa, Kansur Rabban Lekona, De Lo Likne Zim Na Acharisi, Olo Shlamim, De Achar, Ve'iu Hu Da Afsir Anafshi, De Lo Havale De Mikni Kapara Sacherim. You start to see Rashi's indignant about this would have been mechaper on other people, and here you are behaving this way, trying to buy their ola or shlamim off them. V'chi agav nenamri inshi lav achbara ganav elachora ganav. The NRA should learn this slogan: guns don't kill, people kill. So lav achbara ganav chora ganav. Right, the achbar didn't steal the cheese; it was the hole that the achbar went through. In other words, don't blame this on the mocher, right? It's the kona. The mocher is just, confused. But the kona is trying to do something insidious. Take another person's ola. Take another person's shlamim. Don't blame the mouse. The mocher is the mouse. The kona is the chor, is the hole. Lavach baragana velachoraganav. Kolomra mocher lo pasha lakona hilkach ma'usav nedava. Very fascinating line. I encourage everybody to use it at least once in the next 24 hours. Lavach baragana choraganav was the whole. Okay, so just to review something that we spoke about. So we talked about how the din of chinuch is able to once again overcome the din derabanan. Din derabanan in this case being selaves avos se labayis, selaves avos, if it were a din d'oraisa, you'd actually have to explicitly state all of my family members are included. But since it's not a din d'oraisa, so mitam chinuch, there is an understanding that everybody should be included. And so when the father said, I'll give it to the first one into Yerushalayim, Rosh HaVerubo, it was obviously to create a sense of zrizin matim in the mitzvos. And sometimes that's a good thing, that we want to encourage zrizus, but Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal used to say sometimes, the Mishnah says, kinaso from, right, tar bechachma, it's also mar bekina a little bit too. So you have to know how to balance, trying to be Mizari's people and also not being Mishana Ben Habanim and creating friction and rivalry. And, especially in the context of Karban Pesach, which is all about the Chabura and Achdos. So I think that, that has to be taken under advisement, frankly. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon, about, how long can a person sign up? Everybody agrees that Shechita is the Rubicon. But, can you back out after Shechita? Rabbi Shimon will tell you, yeah. The Zrikas Hadam is the critical time point. Then we spent a lot of time in Amud Beis talking about, what are the expectations in terms of a Chabura. So to bring, Anashim, Nachrim is something that the Bnei Chabura, everybody agrees, could object to. Doesn't mean they have to object. Question is, what about a person who's, you know, being insensitive or inconsiderate in terms of personal habits? Yadav Yafos, you know, the Bnei Chabura, you know, have the right to say, you know, Letikune Zvicha, you're here so that we don't have a Nosar problem, but, you know, you're overdoing it. Or can you say, you know, Kabilton? So the Gemara goes back and forth on this topic, but generally notes that, you know, as we've pointed out, that even, you know, if there are certain rights to eject somebody, it doesn't mean you have to. And even if a person can say, look, you invited me, I'm going to conduct myself as I normally conduct myself, I don't know that that's the right thing to do either. So we should all have, you know, a lot of derech haaretz and a lot of refinement and a lot of etznei halachas and a lot of kedoshim to you. And I think that's, you know, that's the proper perspective. And, you know, kidding aside, you know, the Rambam in terms of Redifa San Machalos and Zolo Vesove and the Rambam in Kedoshim Tiyu there, and the Dav Kobo by Ben Soramore. So we don't want to be, inappropriate. Even though, again, you know, the Gemara notes that the different Amoraim had very different perspectives and different behaviors in this regard. And just one final point that we'll talk about tomorrow is Heyach Hekdesh Chalal Hekdesh. You usually need Hekdesh and Chol. So when somebody is Makdesh is Pesach, the other person tries to buy in with Mos that are Hekdesh, so how exactly is that supposed to work? Okay, so God willing, we'll pick it up there, same time tomorrow. And guys, just again, I want to thank you very much.